Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Visual artist Rixie grew up looking at Boston's murals and graffiti. Today, her own work as a muralist is in demand. She paints characters from a fictional and inclusive world she created, and she's one of 10 local artists of color that we're profiling this week. WBUR's Ariel Gray met with Rixie to discuss what it means to create spaces for marginalized communities.
Rixie stands and looks up at her mural, Palante, on Highland Street in Roxbury. In it, a brown-skinned woman stands front and center, tattooed thighs peeking out from behind the slits of a blue dress. A pointed-eared brown dog crouches behind her, both a protector and companion. Then, a car drives past, blasting music.
You see, like, stuff like that, like, if I don't hear the reggaeton coming down the street, then how am I gonna know that this is for me, you know?
The 28-year-old grew up on this street and says the area is being gentrified and people of color are being pushed out. It's why she felt it was the perfect place for Palante, which means moving forward in Spanish.
I think after COVID and all the BLM movements, it made me want to be a social practitioner versus like creating work for myself or for like the women in my family and my friends. At this point, I was like, oh, I want to make this for many people.
For Rixie, murals are more than just images splashed on walls. They imbue neighborhoods with a sense of belonging, especially for residents of color. In fact, it was murals and graffiti, not museums or galleries, that exposed Rixie to the world of art.
Like cultural murals, I think were the biggest things of art that I remember as a kid. And as well as like being poor, like we didn't have access to institutional art. So I had to see the art that was in my neighborhoods, which was graph, murals, architecture, playgrounds, and things like that.
As she developed her artistic practice, she upped the scale of her work, creating large murals that center individuals with voluptuous bodies.
You know, I didn't grow up femme. I grew up very tomboy, very rugged. I think the more that I started doing work around femme, it was me also exploring myself and trying to understand what it meant to be a woman without all that stereotypical labeling and language.
During this time, Rixie conceptualized Cúcala, a bright, fluorescent, alternate reality where things like machismo and misogyny are the exception, not the rule.
Cúcala is like a word used in some Spanish songs, kind of like, F it, Eureka, wow. Like it's this like euphoric adjective. But I think about it as like an inclusive space where like the women are like a lot of the warriors there. They're the builders, they're the makers.
Rixie uses public art to create a landscape where people of color, especially women of color, are able to identify with characters who look like them.
I want the work to feel like you're allowed to go as far as you want, be as big as you want, be as big of a woman as you want to be, as loud, as voluptuous, whatever you want.
Since Palante was completed last year, Rixie has continued to create work in the realm of Cúcala, with recent murals going up in Field Corner and in Lawrence. Kate Gilbert, the executive director of Now and There, a public art organization, says Rixie's work and the world of Cúcala help redefine how public art impacts local communities.
So many of our civil liberties are under attack, right? What Rixie's work does to put up, you know, images of fictional characters that are part of the Cúcala reminds us, I think, of progress.
Rixie plans on continuing to explore the landscape of Cúcala and wants to incorporate other mediums like sculpture and 3D forms of art.
But I think Cúcala has been like the grounding of my social practice and to think about community and to think about how we as like community organizers and artists, especially in Boston, we have to be activists here. You know, we have to be like social pushers.
As she continues to grow, Rixie hopes to create more spaces, both real and imaginary, where people of color can see themselves as the protagonists of their own epic stories. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Ariel Gray.